for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a food writer and culinary teacher. She's the olive oil spokesman for Bragg Live Foods and the owner of Greek Gourmet Catering. Welcome to the show, the go-to person when it comes to the benefits of olive oil, author of Cooking Techniques and Recipes with Olive Oil, Mary Plattis. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, great to have you. You know, olive oil has become part of this national health craze, and before we talk about some of the benefits, share with us first the differences between olive oil, virgin olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. It's confusing. Which options are considered the healthiest?
It is confusing to the consumer. And one thing that I have been told by a farmer in a nearby olive oil farm is look at extra virgin olive oil as the only olive oil that is from a fresh fruit. It's squeezed fresh. It has no additives. And it is just a pure first cold-pressed olive oil. So in our book, we use only extra virgin olive oil. And the reason for that is when you look at your label and it says pure virgin olive oil or mm-hmm. just virgin, that means it, there could be other oils that have been added to that oil, which is not a heart-healthy olive oil. So we just consider extra virgin olive oil as the highest quality of olive oil to use.
Gotcha. And what about oil
that
boasts? Yeah, that makes sense. What about when it's, I see the word cold processed, a lot of cold pressed. Is there a benefit there?
You know, there is, but mostly everyone who is producing extra virgin olive oil uses that method. So I think that term will be eliminated eventually. I think the most important thing to look for is its first press. That means that is the first and only press that they use the first time they squeeze that juice out of that olive. So cold press is when they use a machinery that has a temperature, a very cold temperature, so the oil doesn't heat up.
That makes
sense. In the process of producing the olive oil.
That's right. You know, most of us heard how healthy olive oil is from helping regulate cholesterol, preventing heart disease, but man, it can help so many other things as skin moisturizer. It can be a shampoo, even used to cure earaches. Shouldn't every household have olive oil in their kitchen and their medicine cabinet?
Oh, for many, many reasons. You're right. You know, the Greeks have used it for thousands of years, and even Hippocrates wrote about it, the health benefits. So it has been used. I'm of Greek descent, so my mother used it on her skin. We used it as a sunscreen. And so my husband uses it in the garage to take all the oil and the gunk out of his hands after working on the car.
That great. Yeah, I've used it to unstick zippers, and it actually works like a charm.
Oh, that sounds great. I used
it
for me.
Now, let me ask you. I was at an olive salad bar last week, and I counted over a dozen varieties, and I said, you know, I'm curious, how many are there? And I Googled this, and there are over 100 options. I didn't know that. Is there any particular olive that's best for making olive oil?
Well, they have proven that there are several that have a very high level of polyphenols and the plant nutrients that we need. And the Koriniki is a Greek olive oil, and it has the highest level of those phytochemicals and phytonutrients, excuse me. And
right.
The Koriniki is a very old Greek olive.
So it's good to see that if that's actually on a label, that's good for us to see, or they don't even print
that is,
what kind
of olives? So many olives. There's over 700 to 1,000 varietals of olives.
Wow.
So what you really need to look for is the fact that it's an extra virgin olive oil and that it
right.
has a harvest date on it so that we know that it's fresh and it's used within a year.
Hey, Dr. Friedman, can I jump in here for
sure,
a second? So, Mary, I've heard, and ευχαριστώ πολύ for letting me jump in here, I've heard there's Italian olive oil, Israeli olive oil, Greek olive oil. Is there any difference to the way that these are all produced?
Well, it's olive oil is similar to a fine wine. According to the soil and the climate conditions, you're going to get a different olive oil taste. And the way it's produced, no. A great olive oil will be produced the same way. So let's say a Koriniki in Greece is going to taste different than a Koriniki in California, but it's the same olive. So, and it's just according to weather conditions and soil conditions. So there's so much to choose from, and your taste buds really, it should be the determining factor of which olive oil you enjoy.
Right. Mary, you mentioned about the cold press was the best. What about storing? Is there a certain temperature it should be stored at that keeps it healthier? Or
you know, that's a very good point. When you're buying an olive oil, make sure it's in a dark bottle to prevent any oxidation. Also, because the light does harm olive oil, so that's why they do place those in dark bottles. But also buy small quantities. Don't buy the big tin can or a large bottle, because it's hard to use that up within the time limit, you know, the time frame. But do store it away from heat, which is near your oven. Store it in a nice, cool pantry, and you should be fine.
That makes sense. And one thing I definitely want to touch upon, because it's kind of got me confused, experts are out there now recommending people stay away from olive oil because they consider it to be processed food that's not readily found in nature. What's your opinion on that?
Well, if you're going to use an oil, olive oil is the only oil that is a pure fruit juice that has the purest form of an oil. I find that it has it protects against many diseases. It has vitamin E. It's rich in vitamin E. So I'm of Mediterranean descent, and we've been using olive oil for centuries, and people live a nice, healthy lifestyle. But along with olive oil should come along a very simple lifestyle of walking in the evenings, eating with family. So altogether, with a lifestyle and olive oil, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of opinions on the show, but lately I've been hearing some people, experts, saying don't use any, you know, olive oil because it's, quote, processed. But they recommend red wine. Red wine's processed. So it just didn't make sense to me. So that's why I thought I'd bring it up. I love olive oil. I use it in everything, in salads. I use that instead of butter for my bread. So, you know, but I've been hearing a little bit of that. I just don't buy it, literally.
Well, I think that what they're talking about is the adulterated oils that are out on the market. So if you're going to look for a wonderful olive oil, make sure you check at a store that you trust, and go to an olive oil tasting near a farm if you have one nearby. And what you need to do is trust your farmer. They help produce a great olive oil. And some of the things that you need to look for is the organic seal. That helps. Not necessarily means that you're going to get a great olive oil, but it helps in that you know it's organic and it's been processed correctly. And processed doesn't mean adding chemicals. Olive oil is without chemicals. There are no chemicals added to olive oil. And that's extra virgin olive oil. There are some added oils, nut oil, seed oil, added to pure and virgin. Those are called refined oils. And you do not want those oils in your diet.
So those are the ones to stay away from.
And olive oil is a monounsaturated fat. So it's the MUFAs. It's the good fats for your body.
Good stuff. Yeah, I know your new book, you know, cookbook shares, you know, olive oil. You talk about poaching, braising, marinating, steaming, and baking. Are you seeing a rise in restaurants using olive oil to prepare their foods?
You know, the smaller, more conscious restaurants are using olive oil, and they try to use the local olive oils that are locally made in their state. I do find them using olive oil more and more. And I'm a culinary teacher, so I try to teach with olive oil. And the reason I wrote the book from an educational point of view is so that people can learn to cook as well, using cooking techniques that they can use throughout their kitchen and in all their menus. So it's not only just an olive oil book, but it's also a cooking technique book.
Great.
Thank
great
you so much, Mary Plattis. We do love our olive oil here at To Your Good Health Radio. For more information on the award-winning cookbook with recipes using olive oil, visit twoextravirgins.com. You can follow Mary on Twitter at CalGreekGirl for tips on olive oil poaching, braising, marinating, steaming, baking, and so much more. As she said, go to an olive oil tasting, find the one that you like, and listen to all these great bits of advice that she gave here today with Dr. David Friedman. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Boy, I said his name a lot. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.